The low rumble of industrial fans fills the Catholic Action Center in Lexington, a shelter that provides meals and other services for homeless people. It's mid-morning, and dozens of people sit camped on couches in the entryway or slouch at tables nearby. Despite the fans, the air is stale from too many bodies too close together, ideal conditions for the spread of disease. Co-founder Jenny Ramsey is determined to keep Pepe out with an extra focus on hygiene.
We started a team back in March, I think it was, our disinfectant team.
Pepe can linger on surfaces for months if it is not sanitized. Client Eric Maruccio puts on gloves and starts spraying.
I just want to make sure that I don't catch nothing and nobody else catches nothing.
Those efforts proved not to be enough. And beginning August 6th, all clients spending the night must have proof of vaccination.
We all realize that we have to take some steps to make sure folks are immunized.
Hepatitis A often makes the news when there is an outbreak associated with a restaurant or the food supply. Health officials have said the outbreak that is now spread across the Ohio Valley is more concentrated among the homeless and those addicted to drugs. Ramsey is quick to point out that food service work and homelessness are not mutually exclusive.
We do have a lot who do that. In fact, over 40% of our folks have full-time jobs.
Kentucky health officials say food workers make up fewer than 4% of the cases, but the risk of foodborne transmission gets a lot of attention. Jace Strickdorn is managing director of the Platinum Golden Corral. And like Ramsey, his restaurant company decided to be proactive.
The thought was, as a company, let's get in front of it.
Strickdorn says all employees at 11 restaurants in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have been vaccinated. Recently, employees at a Golden Corral in Lancaster, Ohio, got their daily reminder from their manager to wash hands and surfaces.
Stop what you're doing. Drown the germ, wash your hands properly, soap and water up to your wrists.
Strickdorn says these preventative measures make business sense. He knows of another company's restaurant that lost 70% of its customers after a Hep A infection was linked to the business. A spokesperson for the Kentucky Restaurant Association says more businesses are offering Hep A vaccine to workers. Strickdorn says required vaccinations will become the norm for food workers.
If you're going to work in the food industry, we see it as a trend.
Dr. Matthew Zahn is an infectious disease specialist based in California, where he watched a Hep A outbreak flare in 2016 before fading this spring. Now he says the same strain of the disease has traveled into seven other states.
You just have to recognize when you have people who are homeless or who illicit drug use, they are going to come in contact with community members, friends, family, others who quote-unquote, don't fit that high-risk scenario. The world doesn't fit neatly into cylinders that way.
He says the virus doesn't care about social class or state lines, and that is likely to become more apparent as the number of infections continues to rise. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.